Freshman Representative Chris Gibson, the retired U.S. Army colonel from Kinderhook who won his seat in 2010 as part of the so-called red tide of Republicans who helped the GOP gain the House majority, and former CIA prosecutor Julian Schreibman, took questions submitted from a large and at times boisterous crowd at M. Clifford Middle School in the Ulster County hamlet of Lake Katrine. It wasn't the first time Schreibman had graced the stage. A graduate of Kingston City Schools, the candidate joked in opening remarks about performing in the school band before taking the first of several swipes at what he described as the congressman's unimpressive voting record.
Instead of focusing on jobs and the economy, he's made his priority ending the guarantee of Medicare and turning it into a voucher program, defunding Planned Parenthood and restricting women's choice, and curtailing educational opportunity by cutting Pell Grants and Head Start. Our middle class voices are not being heard in Washington. They're being drowned out by the special interest, the big corporations, the powerful. I am running to give a voice to those middle class families.
Citing ratings from the Washington Post and the National Journal for bipartisanship, Gibson defended his record with references to votes made with Democrats on issues like broadband expansion and recovery funding in the aftermath of Hurricanes Irene and Lee.
I'm focused on serving everyone, from Occupy Wall Street to Tea Party and everyone in between. I'm honored to be here to talk about my record and to address the false attacks that have been rendered against me.
While both men touted familial working-class credentials, and both appeared to agree in large part on several questions of foreign policy and national defense, one issue that was returned to throughout the night was Medicare, with Schreibman repeatedly attacking Gibson's vote for the 2011 budget proposed by House Budget Committee Chairman and GOP presidential running mate Paul Ryan, which called for an end to direct payments for future program recipients.
He has voted to end the guaranteed coverage of Medicare and replace it with vouchers. He has voted to privatize Medicare, costing seniors thousands more, turning them back over to the health insurance companies that are funding his election campaigns, and voted to raise the eligibility age so that 41-year-old is paying into the program longer and has the benefits for less time.
Gibson again defended his record, citing online fact checker PolitiFact, which last year ranked claims that Republicans voted to end Medicare as their lie of the year, adding that money shouldn't be removed from the program, a line oft repeated by GOP candidates referencing President Barack Obama's health care reform package.
I voted for two concepts to get the conversation started. We're going to have to come together to save the program. And under both concepts, you have to get the same amount of coverage as traditional Medicare. Keep in mind that we have individuals right now that are on Medicare Advantage that are already using this concept. We're talking about building out this concept because we're finding that enrollment is up and costs are down. You know, with regard to the eligibility age, I never voted to reduce the eligibility age, ever. That's just flatly untrue.
Another point of contention came in response to a question on climate change, as Schreibman cited Gibson's support for a new nuclear power plant in the district, as he expressed during his 2010 run. Citing self-imposed term limits he says would limit his congressional tenure to 8 years, Gibson backed away from that position.
Over a year ago, I decided not to pursue it. Yet my opponent, he's bringing it up now because he's trying to score political points. It's clear that I'm not pursuing it any further. So again, I looked into that and I decided it wasn't feasible in the time that I'm there. But I don't regret looking into things. This is what I'm a lifelong learner. And I try to help people in every way I can.
It wasn't only the policy positions of President Obama and the Romney-Ryan ticket that found their way to the stage, but some of the buzz phrases of this year's presidential campaign also made appearances. Here's Congressman Gibson in his rebuttal to Mr. Shriveman's answer to the question, what does bipartisanship mean to you?
You use language that divides people. You know, I treat everyone with dignity and respect. You know, Occupy Wall Street to Tea Party and everyone in between. I don't know how you're going to represent everyone when you divide us. Whether it's 47% or Tea Party, you know, or by socioeconomic class, it's not building teams. It's not bringing people together.
Schreibman seized the opportunity, expanding on Gibson's mention of remarks made by Mitt Romney at a private fundraising event secretly recorded and released last month, in which he said 47% of Americans considered themselves victims and entitled to government handouts.
That's a dark and terrible vision for America. That's not the America that carved in granite on the base of the Statue of Liberty. Give me, you're tired, you're poor, you're hungry. It's not just the vision that Mitt Romney wants to put in place, though. It's the vision that Congressman Gibson's been voting for the last 2 years.
Speaking after the debate, Gibson repeated his position for the continuation of Medicare, adding that he had faith that a congressional compromise to reform the program would be reached.
The concern, of course, is that we come together because none of their benefits are going to change. There's no proposal that does any of that. But if we weren't able to come together, then there's the issue of bankruptcy, the specter of it, in about a decade. But listen, I believe that we're going to come together. You know, we just are a country that when we need to, we come together, and even beyond when we need to. We're a country that does come together and accomplishes hard things, and I think that we will.
Shribman, meanwhile, said Gibson's goal for the debate appeared to be highlighting obscure examples of bipartisanship among what he maintained was a consistently party-line voting record.
He encouraged folks to look up his voting record. I assure you, I encourage folks to look up his voting record, look at his public statements. You won't find anything, for example, I don't think, retracting his drive to build a nuclear plant here. So, you know, on the issues that divide us, like Medicare and women's health care, I think voters got a very good sense of the differences between us.
Gibson maintained that his plan to remain in office for a limit of 8 years has made any drive for local nuclear power infeasible, and he also noted that the state doesn't currently have the electric transmission infrastructure to support another plant. The second debate between Gibson and Shribman is scheduled for next Thursday, October 18th, at the studios of WMHT Public Television in East Greenbush. The new 19th congressional district encompasses all of Ulster, Sullivan, Delaware, Columbia, and Greene counties, along with all or a part of six others. For WAMC News, I'm Patrick Donges.